You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. The 3.9 Collective is responding to a current exodus of Black people from San Francisco. But this is not a new dynamic. There's a long history of racism, including laws that enforce segregation. As a result, housing and employment opportunities were often hard to come by if you were Black. So there's a question. Are Black folks leaving San Francisco for the same reasons as everyone else? Or does it go deeper than that? In this next piece, KALW's Todd Whitney explores the history of African Americans in San Francisco.
It's no secret that Black folks are leaving San Francisco. The city's hemorrhaging of Black people is so bad that a few years back, a supervisor warned that the city's reputation for being diverse is in question if the out-migration continues. But how did we get to this point? The history of Black San Francisco starts back in the early 1800s. It was a moment in time when African Americans started coming out pretty much for the same reasons as everyone else. Opportunities, gold, jobs, and freedom. Even so, for a long time, SF's Black population was low. So low that there was even a running joke that if you were a Black person in San Francisco, you probably already knew all the other Black folks living in the city.
The 1940 census said there was less than 5,000 Blacks living in San Francisco.
This is from a 1998 San Francisco Public Library interview with Thomas Fleming.
And then when the war began, some 50,000.
The war workers started coming in.
He was the founder of one of the city's Black newspapers, the Sun Reporter.
They started coming in right after Pearl Harbor. The war workers did.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
In 1941, America entered World War II, and the West Coast became the epicenter of the military's war machine. New shipyard jobs became a catalyst for Black folks to come to San Francisco from places like Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas. In San Francisco, new Black enclaves exploded as the population ballooned. The Fillmore District was one of them. It became a Black neighborhood for the same reason the South Side of Chicago did, Harlem did, or Compton did. Restrictive covenants. These were things written into property titles, and they said things like,
"No person of African, Japanese, Chinese, or of any Mongolian descent shall be allowed to purchase, own, or lease said real property, or any part thereof, or to occupy, except as servants."
So many of the newly arrived Black folks from the South ended up in the Fillmore, in houses recently vacated by Japanese Americans who had been relocated to internment camps. The Fillmore became known as the Harlem of the West. Everyone from Count Basie and Etta James to Thelonious Monk and Duke Ellington would kick it in the Fillmore when they were out on the West Coast. But after the war ended, redevelopment projects started to demolish many Fillmore homes and businesses. So a lot of residents relocated to Bayview and Hunters Point. In theory, they could always go back to the Fillmore once the projects ended. But that rarely happened. The Fair Housing Act of 1968 outlawed restrictive covenants, but the damage was already done. By this point, there weren't many incentives for Black folks to stick around San Francisco. So many ended up moving out to Oakland, where Black middle class was starting to flourish. In San Francisco, among the few Black folks left, a few fought for better living and employment standards.
Because we do feel like that we have been an island, all set off on an island by ourselves.
Eloise Westbrook was part of the Big Five, five women activists who demanded more attention from city officials for Bayview and Hunters Point. Here she is giving an interview back in 69.
The people who live in Hunters Point, who have lived there for numerous of years, at one time had lost all hope, all faith. But we do feel like that with the new construction of the new housing, that hope is began to come back up again, hoping that we're going to have better schools, hoping we're going to have better housing, hoping that some jobs will come into that area, that our young men may also feel, have more dignity and pride, that they won't be on welfare or standing on the corners.
Black San Franciscans are still fighting for many of the same things as Eloise Westbrook. Housing is tight and incomes are low. And now the city is standing on a precipice. If trends continue, San Francisco's black population is going to end up looking more like Salt Lake City's rather than New York or LA. In San Francisco, I'm Todd Whitney for Cross Currents.